Is that, and that's not the same thing as a hush puppy, is it?
About the same, yeah.
About the same thing?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever make a kind of kind of cornbread where you might put greens and stuff in it, cook it in with greens like that?
You mean corn dumplings? Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I've made them.
Yeah, my grandmother makes those a lot. Is that the same thing as a corn dodger? Is a corn dodger different? You ever heard that term, corn dodger?
I don't know what, but I've always called them corn dumplings, where you cook some young turnips. Mm-hmm. Take them turnips up and make up that corn dumplings. Pat them out and drop them in there and let them cook them until they are done, and it's real good.
Yeah, I like those too. Did you ever see anybody make cornbread? Oh, maybe you might cook it in ashes. Ever seen anybody?
No, but they said they used to cook it on the fireplace, you know, and it would have one of them old long skillets and a lid on it.
Yeah.
And sit there and cook that.
What did they call that? Do you remember?
No, I don't. I just cook bread on the ashes or.
Did you ever have any kind of cornbread that you had to dish it out with a spoon, just like you would dish out mashed potatoes or something like that?
I never did fix anything. I had what we call muffin bread, put egg and buttermilk and make it up kind of thin and pour it all in a fryer and bake it, and it'd be real puffy and be good then to butter it while it's hot.
Let's see. What do you call those things that, sometimes you might have them for breakfast? You might put some syrup over them or something like that, and you might make up a batter and fry three or four at a time. What do you usually call those things? The flat things that you might?
Pancakes.
You do. Did you make many of those when you were?
Yes. I have made quite a few of them, but this colored woman that stays with me, a son-in-law here, somebody gave him some whole wheat flour. And I said, well, I just don't know what to do with that. He said, well, the man that gave it to him said they made real good pancakes. So this colored woman got up and made some the next morning for breakfast, and it was real good.
And what do you call those things that sometimes they're fried in deep fat, and usually you buy these now, and they got a hole in the middle, and maybe...
Donuts.
Did you ever make any of those?
Not much.
Let's see. You mentioned eggs a little while ago. What was the term y'all usually had for the inside part of the egg?
Well, that on around, that's the yolk, and that's the yolk, and then the white is the. See now, I got that right now.
The yolk is what color? Which color?
It's that yellow. That's the yolk, and then that white you.
Yes.
Want to make a meringue while you whip that till it.
What are some of the different ways you'd cook eggs for?
Well, some people like them just boiled and eat with salt and pepper and butter. And then I used to stuff eggs quite a bit and boil them and then take out that yolk and mash it up with, other things.
Yes, ma'am.
And then we have eggs for breakfast. Sometimes they're fried whole, sometimes they're scrambled. There's a lot of ways to use eggs.
You talked about stuffed eggs. Is that the same thing as poached eggs, or is that different?
No, poached egg is when you break it in hot water and let it cook in that hot water. That's called a poached egg for probably somebody that's on a diet and don't need any grease about there.